My legs carry me. I don't know how I push open the door and walk out of the head teacher's office without losing my composure. I don't know. I don't know anything anymore. I hear the voices in the corridor, the laughter that echoes off the high walls, the sounds of rapid footsteps on the old, uneven tiles in the arcaded walkways. Sunbeams fall through the panes of the lancet windows. Dust glitters in the air. Faces turn toward me. My fellow pupils smile at me, say hi, the same as ever, and I don't reply, because I can't. I run blindly past them. I have to get away, but I don't know where to go. I no longer have a home. The thought hits me like a punch in the belly, but it's true. For a moment, I feel the need to stop and curl up, but I keep on running. My feet fly over the tiles, taking routes I could walk with my eyes shut. Across the courtyard to my dorm wing, brown brick facades covered with twining ivy, high lattice windows, dark roofs, pointed towers. I see it all, but feel nothing. Coming toward me down the worn stairs from the first floor are the fourth formers. They slow as they recognize me, then run all the faster once they're past. The heavy, dark wooden door to our wing is shut. I have to lean my whole weight against it as I reach for the key in my trouser pocket and open it, then my bedroom door. Silence. And then I pull my suitcase from beside the wardrobe and start packing.
Chapter 1. Emma. It didn't go off. My stupid alarm clock just didn't go off. It stayed silent because my phone's dead. How can you forget to charge it overnight when tomorrow you're flying to Scotland for a year abroad at boarding school? How? This probably sounds like a bad joke, but sadly, I have to confirm that it's not. I just plain overslept. On the day I'm travelling. And there's no way Mum can find out about this, or she'll freak. She was so doubtful yesterday, after it had been confirmed that, with the stupid ground crew being on strike in France, she couldn't get back in time to fly to Edinburgh with me. Like an 18-year-old was totally incapable of getting to the airport alone and flying to Scotland. Mind you, I'd be going into a class with people younger than me, because I needed to start at the beginning of the A-level course, not halfway through. What can I say? Looks like she was right. I always plug my phone in before I go to sleep, but yesterday I forgot. After all, it's not that common to spend half the night crying your eyes out because you've suddenly realised that going to Scotland for a year might actually be a crappy idea. Maybe my subconscious was trying to give me one last chance to come to my senses. Don't catch the plane. Don't be the new girl at Dunbridge Academy tomorrow. Just enjoy the rest of the summer holidays and start my Abitur at the Heinrich Heine Grammar School in September, as if I hadn't been about to make a major mistake. But that's impossible because all my friends know I'm going to be away for a year. If I bailed now, I'd really make an idiot of myself. I'd look like I didn't know what I wanted. But I know exactly what I want, and for that, I have to get to Edinburgh. I chuck the last few things carelessly into my toiletries bag while I brush my teeth. I have to get there. I've known it since I found that cassette and lay awake into the early hours of the morning, listening to that song on my old Walkman. For Emma. The title was like a mocking promise. That was 10 weeks ago now. And deep down, I'm sure I only got a place at this school at such short notice because Mum pulled some strings somewhere. She's super good at that. As a lawyer, she always seems to know someone somewhere who owes her a favour. And I was totally sure that I was doing the right thing. Even though Mum didn't understand why I suddenly wanted to go to boarding school after years of rejecting any such suggestion, I can't tell her that I have to find my dad.